This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday announced a sweeping U.S. plan to reduce methane emissions as leaders from more than 100 nations met for a second day of talks at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Methane, the simplest hydrocarbon, is a gas that contributes directly to global warming and is produced in the transport and production of coal, natural gas, and oil. Landfills and agriculture, particularly raising livestock, can also produce large amounts of the greenhouse gas. The plan to cut U.S. methane emissions pulls together different sectors of the U.S. government, including the Departments of Energy, Agriculture, Transportation, Housing, and the Interior. The plan is designed to bring the U.S. in line with a global methane pledge in which at least 80 of the world's largest emitters plan aim to reduce overall methane emissions by 30% below 2020 levels by 2030. Officials in Afghanistan say a group of gunmen, reportedly including suicide bombers, assaulted Afghanistan's main military hospital in Kabul Tuesday, killing at least 15 people and wounding many more. Taliban government's spokesman Bilal Karimi said the assault began with a powerful explosion at the entrance to the Sardar Mohammad Dawood Khan Hospital. A second bomb went off inside the facility. Taliban forces were reportedly battling the assailants inside the hospital. The full extent of the casualties was not immediately known. Video from Kabul and photographs shared by residents online showed a plume of smoke over the area of the blast near a former diplomatic zone. Witnesses said at least two helicopters were flying over the area. While there was no immediate claim of responsibility, the official Afghan news agency quoted witnesses as saying Daesh was behind the raid. The agency used a local name for the regional affiliate of the Islamic State, known as the Islamic State Khorasan Province. It gave no further details. This is VOA News. Rescue workers in Lagos, Nigeria, Tuesday used excavators to move through a mountain of broken concrete and steel, looking for dozens still missing after the collapse of a 21-story apartment building that was still under construction killed at least three people Monday. Witnesses and officials at the scene in an upscale area of Nigeria's largest city estimated about 100 people were working at the site when the building collapsed. Workers told the Associated Press the high-rise apartment building had been under construction for about 2 years. It was not immediately known what caused the high-rise to collapse, but such incidents are often attributed to poor construction work by private developers. Observers say enforcement of building code regulations in Nigeria is also weak. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting Tuesday to discuss and vote on whether to recommend the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for 5 to 11-year-olds. The meeting is a final regulatory hurdle for use of the vaccine in children after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave emergency approval to the vaccine last Friday. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients said they're anticipating CDC approval of the shot and have been preparing for it for weeks. He said last month the White House procured enough of the Pfizer vaccine for all 28 million U.S. children ages 5 to 11 and began contacting states to take their initial orders. Zients said the FDA announcement Friday prompted the White House to begin sending the children's doses of vaccine to pediatricians, pharmacies, and community health centers all over the country. He said pending the CDC approval Tuesday, the first children will get their initial vaccinations perhaps as early as Wednesday and certainly by the end of the week. He said by this time next week, the week of November 7th, the children's vaccination program in the U.S. will be fully up and running all across the country. Many Canadians are preparing for a trip over the border as the Biden administration's decision to allow vaccinated people to enter the U.S. by land for non-essential travel begins next week. Many Canadians are expected to begin making the journey to their favorite vacation condominiums and mobile home parks. Restrictions imposed by both countries during the COVID-19 pandemic last year prevented millions of Canadians from traveling south to warmer regions like Florida, Arizona, and Mexico. Some recreational vehicle parks and camping sites are already booked solid as Canadians compete with Americans who embraced RV travel during the pandemic. Voters are casting ballots Tuesday for governor in the U.S. states of Virginia and New Jersey, two closely watched races ahead of next year's midterm congressional elections. In Virginia, Democrat Terry McAuliffe, who served as the state's governor from 2014 to 2018, is facing Republican Glenn Youngkin. In New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy is seeking to become the first Democratic governor in the state to win re-election in 44 years. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.